TFL on Tech. Twenty years ago, the first line was featured on an all-fiction episode of Sculpted Word, a radio show on WBAR from Barnard College in New York City.
Jeff Adams, co-founding editor, was in the studio chatting about our young publication while we were in Texas listening as he and actors from the school and around the city read our stories over the air. We were so thrilled to hear our writers' words coming through the computer's tiny speakers, we decided to continue the fun. 20 years later, TFL on Tape continues to be a source of entertainment for us and our listeners.
This is our 60th episode of TFL on Tape, and for this very special occasion, we're featuring 6 poems that appeared or were reprinted in our 20th anniversary issues, Volume 21, Issues 1 through 4. For those issues, we brought back all the previous first lines to see what they would inspire. 2 of the 6 poems in this episode appeared in earlier issues, but the rest were newly created works.
We hope you enjoy.
Little Girl Dreams by Joe Hoyle. Having little to his name when he died, the reading of Henry Fromm's will went quickly, but not quickly enough, for the little girl with roses in her hair and daisies for eyes, perched ever so quietly on the giant adult chair, surrounded everywhere but tears, distractedly dreaming of being a beautiful ballerina with dashing nutcrackers chasing away dastardly mice, or a mommy loving her daughters and lots of cats, or getting to dress up in a cool uniform, speeding around town on a big old fire truck, saving the lives of little girls like Henry Fromm.
Onomastic by Atri Gupta. Sometimes the name they give you is all wrong. Sometimes it sits uneasy in the intestines as you wait to be called in class. It sings too loud as you stand embarrassed by the sound. It smells of black soil, sacred river, ripened prasad. Sometimes the name rhymes with malformed syllables, chronicling gods, kings, oxen parts. Routes through your bewildered body, mapping ancient papyrus geographies. Retreats into indecipherable cuneiforms, signaling the way to ruined ziggurats. Sometimes the name they give you invites stares, causes outrage, stirs up fear. Sometimes the name they give you is misspelled, mispronounced, mislabeled. Sometimes the name they give you is all you have.
EBITDA, EBITDA, EBITDA by Helen Beer. It had been a long year, and now the numbers just don't cut it, floating across my screen. Reminders of the follies of all the top brass folks. They're thinking only of their golf games or whiskey shots galore. They're keeping clients happy while ignoring workers' calls for better pay, better health care, too. But no, they're too busy spending money on Glenfiddich and McCollin and on greens and carts and caddies. These big fat cats play on, with waistlines stretching plaid pants while profits slowly sink. Yes, it had been a long year, and next year is going to be worse.
Exodus by Caitlin Cacciatore. By the 15th month of the drought, the lake no longer held her secrets. The pale, thin specter of an impending implosion lingered over the face of the waters, shallows choked with the army of fish skulls that had settled like sediment to the bottom. After the die-offs, which were followed by a steady stream of lake-house owners, making an exodus to the north, where another Eden lay unspoiled, its still fertile soils and its still running waters and sweet, sweet fruits, ripe for the taking, until the next drought, at least. That's the thing about Edens. They never last.
Sad Harvest. The window was open, just enough to let in the cool night air. It awoken the instinct to leave my book, a sleepy room, and walk to the gardens below. Now is the sad season of harvest, and this earth will be ripped of the grown, the growing, and many assorted greens. That old Labrador follows my footsteps like a shadow. He remains close, inspects trail and tree, wonders why we disturb his territory. But the time arrives to gather cracked clay pots, red wheelbarrow, and the hoe, to arrange them for a long sleep in the weed-covered shed. Tomorrow begins the gathering of the last green tomatoes, a handful of smoked potatoes, and some hard, shiny peppers that hope to soon make a dance in oil and coppery slivers of garlic. These watering cans stand silent along the row of yellowed leaves. They know their hours are limited and must prepare themselves to sleep on some dusty metal shelf. The thought of winter snow weakens their spirit, and they try to ignore me as I pass their resting place. Notice how these planting tools shimmer in moon glow, wishing to remain for just one more day that is summer, to touch soil, feel water spray on their backs, and think of themselves as useful.
As she trudged down the alley, Sanessa saw a small Godzilla by Ron Rickey. As she trudged down the alley, Sanessa saw a small Godzilla. It was only about 6 inches tall. It tried to roar, but her phone ringtone was louder. Sanessa thought about stepping on the Godzilla, the irony of that. But instead, she just watched it for a while. Small Godzilla was stepping with exaggerated steps into a puddle, pretending it was an ocean. It was kind of cute. Except there were some microscopic humans down there screaming for their lives.
TFL on Tape, the poetry episode, was brought to you by...
Joe Hoyle is in the midst of his 53rd year as a college professor. He recently released his free new teaching book, Transformative Education, and he has a podcast, Transformative Teaching, Stories That Inspire. He owes his long career to an excellent wife, lots of vitamins, and years of Tai Chi. Joe's poem, Little Girl Dreams, appeared in Volume 7, Issue 3, and was reprinted in the Summer 2019 issue.
Atri Gupta is a Pushcart Prize and Shirley Jackson Award nominee, whose work has been published in numerous venues, such as Apparition Lit, Arc Poetry, Bacopa Literary Review, Haven Speculative, Jaggery, and Tahoma Literary Review. Atri's work has also appeared in anthologies published by Finishing Line Press, Owl Canyon Press, and Main Street Rag. Atri is the creator of Bespoke Traveler, www.bespoketraveler.com, a digital alcove for curious explorers. Atri's poem, Onomastic, was inspired by the Spring 2008 first line and printed in the Summer 2019 issue.
Helen Beer is the author of numerous short stories, poems, essays, and feature screenplays, some of which have actually seen the light of day, through print and online publication, as well as contest honors, while some remain hidden under a rock somewhere. She shares her life with a husband, 3 cats, a horse, and an adventurous human son. She admits to deriving an inordinate amount of therapeutic benefit from mucking horse poop. Helen's poem, Ibida, 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 was inspired by the Winter 2011 issue and was reprinted in the Fall 2019 issue.
Caitlin Cacciatore is a queer poet, writer, and essayist based on the outskirts of New York City. She believes that literature has the power to change minds and start movements. Her work has appeared in Bacopa Literary Review, Sylvia Magazine, and The Good Life Review. Caitlin was recently nominated for a 2024 Best of the Net by Sunlight Press for her poem Still Life with Roses. Caitlin's poem Exodus was inspired by the Summer 2016 first line and appeared in the Winter 2019 issue.
Ave Jean Ventresca is an American-Italian poet who delves into social and environmental concerns across 9 poetry chapbooks. Ave Jean's award-winning verses, celebrated internationally, grace various literary and commercial publications in print and online. With a notable editorial background, she edited Black Bear Review and served as publisher of Black Bear Publications for 2 decades. applauding poetry from her latest collection, Noticing the Color of Ordinary, was Ave Jean's nomination for the Pushcart Prize in 2019. Ave Jean's poem, Sad Harvest, was inspired by the fall 2018 first line and appeared in the winter 2019 issue.
Ron Rickey has been awarded a 2014 Michigan Notable Book, 2015 The Best Small Fictions, 2016 Shenandoah Fiction Prize, 2019 Red Rock Film Fest Award, 2019 Best of the Net Finalists, and 2022 Pushcart Prize, among others. Right now, Rickey is listening to Johan Johansson's The Beast. Ron's poem, As She Trudged Down the Alley, Senessa Saw a Small Godzilla, was inspired by the winter 2018 first line and appeared in the winter 2019 issue.
Tune in next time for another episode of TFL on Tape.